Chapter 18. Getla. 2 days later, a taxi came to take Vespa to Royale. She told Bon that she needed some medicine. That night, Vespa tried to be cheerful. She drank a lot of champagne. When they went upstairs, she took him into her bedroom. They made love. But afterwards, she cried into her pillow. Bond went to his room feeling very unhappy. He could not sleep. Early in the morning, he heard a door open softly. Some small sounds came from downstairs. Bond was sure that Vespa was in the telephone booth. Very soon after, he heard her door close softly. This was Saturday. On Sunday, the man with the black patch came back again. Bond had telephoned Mathis and asked him to check the number of the Peugeot. Mathis had telephoned back a little later. "The car was hired 2 weeks ago," Mathis had told Bond. "The man's name is Adolf Gettler, and he comes from Switzerland. Gettler gave the car hire company the address of a bank in Zurich." "Did you contact the Swiss police?" asked Bond. "Of course," said Mathis. "The bank does have an account in Gettler's name. He doesn't use it very often. They believe that Gettler's business is clocks and watches." Bond had told this to Vespa. Now the man with the patch had appeared again. Vespa quickly got up from the table and went to her room. Bond finished his lunch, then followed her. Her door was locked, but she opened it for him. Bond took her across to the bed and they sat down. "Vespa, we can't continue like this," Bond said. "You must tell me what all this is about, or we must leave now." She said nothing. "My darling," he said, "that first morning I wanted to ask you to marry me. Please tell me what's wrong. Then perhaps we can go back and..." "You would have married me?" she said. She began to cry. Then she pulled him close. "Tell me," he said. "Tell me what's hurting you." Vespa held his face in her hands and kissed him. "Leave me for a little while," she said. "Let me think. I'm trying to do what is best. Please believe me." She took him to the door, and they kissed again. Then Bond went out, and she shut the door behind him. That night at dinner, she seemed happy and excited. They sat and finished the bottle of champagne. Then they went up to her room. They made love for 2 hours. "You must go now," said Vespa, after Bond had slept for a short time in her arms. He kissed her eyes and her mouth. "Look at me," she said, "and let me look at you." She looked at every line of his face. Her eyes were full of tears as she kissed him gently. "Good night, my dearest love," she said. He went to the door and looked back. "Sleep well, my darling," he said. "Don't worry. Everything is all right now." He closed the door softly and walked back to his room.